Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. President Trump has hailed the dawn of a new Middle East as the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain signed diplomatic accords with Israel at the White House. They are only the third and fourth Arab countries to recognise the Jewish state. But the Palestinians have condemned the accord as a betrayal. Here's our Arab Affairs editor, Sebastian Usher.
All four participants on the White House lawn, President Trump, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and the foreign ministers of Bahrain and the UAE, naturally painted an optimistic view of what these accords could bring. President Trump hailed them as a major stride in which people of all faiths and backgrounds could live together in peace and prosperity in the Middle East. The UAE and Bahraini foreign ministers echoed this, but were keen to stress that the Palestinians and their cause had not been forgotten. That's a message that, for now at least, will have little traction in the West Bank or Gaza, where protests were held throughout the day.
The mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, says the city will pay $12 million to the family of a black woman killed by police 6 months ago. Breonna Taylor was shot 8 times when officers burst into her home. The BBC's Larry Madowo says the move may not answer protesters' demands for justice.
The people who gather at a memorial in downtown Louisville will still expect that the charges are introduced against these officers. Only one was fired, two are on administrative leave, and they feel the reform that is needed goes much deeper. There's been decades and decades of mistrust between the Louisville Metro Police Department and the black community, especially there. And the mayor, Greg Fisher, understands that. So this settlement of $12 million, which is the largest in the history of the city, is one aspect. But he also told us that he has ordered a top-to-bottom review of the entire police department.
Larry Madowo reporting. Firefighters in California are trying to stop a wildfire from engulfing a historic observatory in the mountains outside Los Angeles. Flames from the Bobcat fire have spread to within 150 metres of the Mount Wilson Observatory. Founded more than a century ago, the Mount Wilson Observatory has made a huge contribution to our understanding of the universe. Bulldozers and firefighting planes are being used to protect the complex. The number of confirmed coronavirus infections in India has crossed 5 million, the second highest in the world after the US. Over the past week, experts say the virus is spreading much faster than in any other country. From Mumbai, here's Yogita Limayi.
COVID-19 numbers continue to stack up and bring India's already inadequate medical infrastructure to its knees. Doctors at a public hospital in Mumbai are now being allowed to isolate for just 1 day between their duties in COVID and other wards, which puts patients at risk. Many are questioning why restrictions continue to be eased, including reopening metro rail systems across the country, even as the health crisis is getting worse.
World News from the BBC.